Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You know, if the holidays will remind you of one thing, it's how hard managing money can be.
Yes.
Right? Because it's always, every year.
Take it in the shorts, man.
But every year, like, oh, man, I got to buy presents again.
I know.
We're all so stupid. And if you're not good with money, you probably never will be good with money until you find someone that can help you be good with money.
Who's that?
We'll give you advice. Listen, the fact is, everybody has a member of their family, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, mom, dad, that are good with cash.
Yeah, but even their advice usually sucks.
You're only saying that because you're not good with money.
No, because they'll do, well, you know, don't spend so much. Well, thank you.
Well, no, but that's actually good advice.
But I already know that advice. It's called applying it that sucks.
Okay. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, 50 years of rock and roll. The reason I bring this up is there's an interesting story coming out of the NBA.
What happened?
Do you know who Jason Tatum is?
No.
He plays for the Boston Celtics.
Ooh, he's rich.
Hell of a player. He is rich. He was a first-round draft pick, if I'm not mistaken, and he's making $7 million a year, just over.
Oh, damn.
Every penny of his $7 million and change salary that he's made so far has gone right into savings.
Well, that's impossible. What does he live off of?
Right. So his mother, whom he hired as his financial advisor,
why would you do that?
Is directing him.
Okay.
So he went to his agent after he was drafted and told him, I want to do every off-the-court thing to make money that we can find.
So, okay, so he's doing all his appearances and endorsements, so that's what he lives off of?
That could pay for your cost of living, even if you live small.
But here's the thing. I mean, Jason Tatum, he's a star, but he's not like a superstar. Yeah. You've never heard of him.
No.
So he's hustling. He's doing a lot of off-the-court stuff.
Autograph signing, stuff like that.
Exactly.
And that'll be what he lives on.
And that's what he's living on now.
All right.
And it's all thanks to the advice of his mother. Now, here's the funniest part. His mother has no background in finance. In fact, Tatum said when he was a kid, he and his mother lived paycheck to paycheck.
Well, that's how she understood a dollar.
Bingo. When the NBA started to look like a reality, quote, my mother pulled me aside and started teaching me about the value of financial stability. So he handed his cash over to his mom with absolutely no guarantee that she would know what she was doing, but it paid off.
Okay. That's great. But that's a lot of discipline, man.
It is.
And most people don't have a lot of discipline. Look at us.
You're only saying that because
right now, this whole country is freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking out. I saw two different stories on this yesterday. French fry shortage.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Right. So if you're freaking out because you're not going to go without French fries, I'm pretty sure you're not good with money.
All right. We all need help with it.
Mm.
Problem is, when you need help, you have to ask somebody.
Okay.
And I wonder how many people, 226,000, that have a family member they could go to, would feel comfortable asking them for help when it comes to making money decisions.
Because, you know, you're going to hear things you don't want to hear.
Sure, yeah.
I have two brothers that are very good with money, right?
Yeah.
My wife is very good with money, but I don't want to hear it.
But you still take their advice.
Yeah, but I don't do it.
Okay, so then why let them talk? Yeah. Why ask them?
Because, you know.
What?
I mean, I don't do it now because I'm older. But yeah, I always made that mistake. And like, my father was the worst, you know. Oh, my, well, you know, you got to save it. You put it in the bank. Well, no kidding. I got the savings part of the savings and loan. My problem is I go to the loan line.
Okay. But no, there are tricks and tips to keep you from spending your own money.
Give me a tip.
Listen, I'm not good with money. I don't know these things. But there are people right now.
You know who's good with money?
Who's that? Oh, you're right. Kimmy is really good with money.
Yeah, but that's thanks to my dad. And I would absolutely trust him with my bank account.
But you make the least amount of money of all of us.
Right, true. But you're good with it.
And you probably have more money in your savings account than any of us.
Maybe.
Well, you know how to stretch a dollar.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, look at you. You're like you're down at, you know, Lord and Taylor blowing it.
Lord and
Taylor? I've never.
What is she, 80?
I don't know. Like, my dad always made me super paranoid about saving my money. So I feel like it's just, you know, ingrained in me.
Now, my father was like this, but he also pissed away money.
Okay.
Like, he would tell you, you got to save your money, blah, blah, blah. It'd be like Cadillac, boat, hey, we don't have, you know, he just pissed all his money away.
Yes, you have to be sure. Listen, there's a difference between a rich relative and a relative that's good with money. Because you could have a relative that doesn't really make anything, but you know they know how to save and spend that money, right? That millionaire next door mentality.
Yes.
I think it's more than it sucks.
You got to cut back.
Okay, it's more than that. I think that we men might be too sensitive to admit that someone else might be better at this.
But you don't
want to
be a financial little bitch.
Well, okay, so you would feel like going
Come
to...
Come on, put your little change purse. I don't know what to do with my nickels and dimes.
You would feel like going to your brother to ask for financial help would make you a bitch.
Yes.
What?
And the conversation would go on and on and on. By the time he got through explaining to me financing, I would have been past retirement.
Okay. Okay. So it's not the fact that you won't do it. Mm. It's not the fact that it's hard. It's the fact that exposing yourself like that would make you feel like a little bitch.
Well, it does, right? Because every guy wants to feel like he's the smartest guy in the room, right? And every guy is a control freak. So to go up to somebody with one of the most important things, money and finance, and say, I need help, it's very deballing.
So who would you go to? An expert?
We go to a financial guy, yeah. But they
charge you. But that's also asking somebody for advice and trusting a stranger to give you good advice.
But it's private.
Yeah, he don't know me. I don't know him. Yeah. He doesn't know the family. But then again, you're going to get whacked on that,
sure.
Right? Because he wants his VIG.
100%. So it's family or nothing, man. Because yeah. Right, if you have the money to spend on a financial advisor.
You're probably already good with money.
Exactly.
Right?
Like just the idea of I'm going to a financial advisor shows me that you know kind of know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, my uncle, he might know a thing or two that I don't, and he ain't gonna cost me $300.
Right.
Right.
But I also know kind of like I got an Uncle Bob too. And my Uncle Bob, he was just a working guy, came up with an idea, and he made a fortune with it, right?
Okay.
But he was his own man, like he's one of those guys figured out something on his kitchen table and made a fortune. And he's the same guy that you go to his house. He's got the same furniture he's had for 50 years in the house.
Okay.
Like he doesn't spend. He's just one of those simple guys. I envy him. But I get it. Like, you made a lot of money. You didn't spend it. You didn't get caught up in all this crap. But I get caught up in all the crap. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I'm down at the liquor store once a week. I'm over here once a day.
I get it.
But then I go, you want to live like that?
Well, he's got money and you don't.
Yeah, but you don't spend it.
Okay, but he's...
So let's say you drop dead tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right, you were that guy, millionaire next door. You never spent, you never did. You know what? Yeah, you sacrificed.
Sure.
Ah, you have a heart attack, you go.
Okay.
I'd be pissed. I didn't spend any of it.
Yeah, but there's another side of that that nobody ever talks about, right? Because you're Mr. You know, what if you drop dead tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Spend it, have fun. What if you don't?
What is that?
Well, like, because you're at an age now where you got to start thinking about what happens after you're done working,
mm-hmm.
and you could live to 90.
Yeah. Well, according to you, no. But let's just
no. I'm not saying I hope.
Yeah. Okay.
What happens if you live to 90?
Yeah.
You're effed. Hard.
The Social Security.
No, that's not going to be. First of all, who knows if it makes it to when you're 90. Second of all, it's not going to
be significant.
Yeah, not, it's going
to
be.
How much you need?
You're the one telling me that you're at the liquor store.
I'm not going to wait at 90. I'm not going to worry about 90. 90, I won't be able to move anyway.
You know when you're going to worry about 90?
Mm-hmm.
When you're 89.
It's too late.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but then I'm going to go. I'll have all those great stories of hanging out at the liquor store.
To talk to who? The guy under you're living under the bridge with? I used to be somebody.
Well, there might be. Family members that are in the business of, you know, financial advising and things like that. What if it was a family member who was younger than you? Like, what if it was like a son or daughter
niece,
or
nephew,
niece,
something
nephew?
Like that?
A kid.
I mean, they know
some
what they're talking
kid?
About.
Yeah, I don't think any guy's doing that.
Yeah.
I don't think you could look at someone younger than you. Even if you like.
Because then you're getting scolded, right?
And let's say you went to some like person, like financial advisor type of person. Mm. I think most guys, if I walked in that room and that kid was younger than me, I'm walking out. I'm
the
not
the way you know. You, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I've been living longer than you. I know money. You don't know
money. No, he needs to be gray haired and like a flannel suit, ugly guy, money guy.
Talking
and
about,
he has to be really boring. Money guys are boring.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Like boring, I got a family member who's a boring money guy, and every time he starts talking, I zone out.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's why we're all broke.
But he's giving me great advice, but I'm not listening because it's like, why is he just...
By the way, I also don't understand some of their advice. Like, I get the basic, like, you put your money in the bank, don't spend it. That one I get, but when they start getting into other things...
Like investments?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to worry about it, though, right? Because your wife does all this for you.
Kind of, I guess.
And you better hope she's doing it, right? That's the other thing, too. My wife's like, I'll take care of it. I don't know that you know what you're doing.
Well, she had money, so.
Well, she helped you. She helped guide you, though, right? When you first got together.
Well, yeah, I have credit.
So you kind of have no choice but to believe her.
Maybe I'll just go to Tom Selleck and do one of those reverse mortgages.
Good call. I'm going to go with.
It's Tom Selleck, man.
I'm going with Fonzie.
Fonzie, yeah, same deal.
You know, there's another reason why talking about asking families for financial advice. Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum has not spent a single penny of the salaries made from the NBA. He turned over all his money to his mother.
Mm-hmm.
She has essentially gotten him endorsement deals and autograph shows. He lives off of that. He's gonna have
insane bank.
He's gonna have $100 million in the bank when he's done playing basketball. The other part of the embarrassment of going to a family member is if you sit down and say, I need help, and if they're really going to help you, you're also going to have to expose financially where you are in
yes.
life. How much you make, how much debt you have, and how much you have saved.
He's basically dropping trowel, your financial trowel, and bending over. This is what I got.
That can be really freaking embarrassing.
Yeah.
And you might not want someone else to know.
Because what if they go, Jesus, that's it?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing,
it
man.
Is embarrassing, but you can't make it better. All right, so let me ask you this
You're
question.
You're holding
then.
My financial sack.
All right, what's worse? The fact that they're going to find out all these embarrassing financial things about you and potentially judge you for it, or living paycheck to paycheck for the rest of your life when there is something that can be done about it. Which one's worse?
I don't know.
Well, I'm asking you.
Well, I mean, obviously the better thing to do is have money.
No. I'm not asking what one's better. I'm asking which one would you rather do? Would the embarrassment of the way that you spend your money and the debt that you have be more embarrassing than just nutting it out for the rest of your life and living paycheck to paycheck?
I'll take the nutting it out.
Okay. So your pride is...
I'm kind of nutting it out. I've been nutting it out for a long time.
Your pride is so fragile that you would rather live struggling than let somebody else know.
And I'll lie about my money. Ah, I'm doing fine. Doing good.
Oh, good. We're all going to go on vacation. You want to come with us?
Yeah, I can.
Why not?
I'm working so hard, saving my money.
Yeah, I listen to the show.
Piling up money.
You're not doing that. Like, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Would you rather live paycheck to paycheck or expose yourself as a potential terrible money person?
I would rather expose myself and fix the problem.
Oh, of course, says Ms.
I would. Again, I'm so paranoid about living paycheck to paycheck. That
everybody
I just...
lives paycheck to paycheck. That's why they give you paycheck to paycheck, because they want you to live that way. And by the way, it's bad for the economy.
Shut up with
the
economy.
You
got to
pump
Shut
cash
up.
Into
the economy.
Into the economy.
Shut up with the economy.
We buy and consume and go buy some more.
You were saying, Kimmy?
Yeah, I just don't. I think I'm totally open to getting advice from somebody.
You don't live paycheck to paycheck right now?
Pretty close, but...
But you that's amazing.
I know.
That is amazing that what? You don't... like. I mean,
because you're Poe.
Yeah. God, I hate you. Like, would you listen to Kimmy? Honest question. Like, you've worked with Kimmy long enough. You guys have a relationship. If Kimmy had financial advice for you, knowing the position that she's in with what she makes, would you listen to what she had to say?
No.
Why?
Because she's condescending. She'd be mean about it. She'd be like, no, you'd make fun of my age, and I'm stupid, and I don't know how to work my phone.
No.
You think you do this with everything I ask you to do, or I ask you a question, you're mocking
me
right now.
You would mock
now.
Me before I even started giving you advice, so it would be over before it
Excuse
even started.
Excuse me, money bags.
So you got to tip your cap to Kimmy, man. It's impressive.
She's the only one wearing a cap.
Although I will say, though, it's not like I've had enough money to screw it up either. Like, you know how when you get a certain amount where it's like, oh, well, now I have a little bit of money to play with here. Now what can I do with it? That's when you get yourself into trouble, too.
You are wrong, because I screwed up with no money. You'd be surprised at how bad you can bury yourself with no money.
Yeah, he's right.
Do you remember, like, any kind of checks cashed or advanced this? Like, I remember the first time I had an ATM card. Like, when those things first came out, I was that old, right, where you could go and get cash. Like, that feeling of pulling up and, like, man, there's, like, 20 spitting out of this thing, and it's almost like free money because it's just a card you put in, right?
I had overdraft up to $400. Mm. So, like, I was 18, and that lasted about a week before the bank was like, you can't use the bank anymore.
Yeah.
But it was like, free $400. I'm wrecking my life. $400.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kimmy did. Good for Kimmy, man.
Yeah, great for Kimmy.
Good for now.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.